This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's Amateur Radio Experimenters Group news. First up, for those following our Project Horus High Altitude Balloon Project, head on over to the club website, areg.org.au, this week to read the full report on the previous Horus 71 Launch Box School STEM Program flight. Thanks again to all of the radio amateurs across the state that also took part in that flight, helping us collect the telemetry from the balloon to help its safe recovery. Next, we have a fairly busy month ahead at AREG. Our June general meeting, which will be held on Friday, June the 19th, will feature an external guest speaker who will be introducing us to the world of MeshTastic and MeshCore LoRaWAN networking. He'll take us through what the networks are made of, what you can do with them, and how to get involved. This will take place down in our club rooms at the Fulham Community Centre, off Phelps Court in Fulham. The meeting will start at 7:30pm and doors will open at 7. Visitors are most welcome. We also have our fox hunters hitting the road this month. One of our teams is heading to Mount Gambier to participate in the Australian Fox Hunting Championships at the Southeast Radio Group Convention over the King's Birthday long weekend. After their equal third placing last year, we wish them the best of luck in this year's event. For this reason, there won't be an Adelaide Fox Hunt in June. However, for those local in Adelaide, the next event will be held on the first Saturday in July, starting at 2pm, from the North Parklands on the northeast side of North Adelaide. Finally this week, the AREG contesting team has some news. A reminder that the WIA VHF-UHF Winter Field Day contest is fast approaching. AREG is currently planning to activate a hilltop west of Tarlee in the 8-hour division of the contest and is encouraging members to also get on the air either from home or from other far-flung locations across the state. For AREG members, we're going to be having a test and tune night and a look at the logging systems on Thursday, the 11th of June. We'd love to see other clubs also get involved in the event and have more stations to talk to during the contest. So please consider putting it on your calendars as well and hitting the airwaves on Saturday, June the 20th from 10:30am Central Time. So that's all for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember, radio is magic. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, my fellow radio amateurs. Once again, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's edition of the Northeast Radio Club news. Now, we had a jolly good crowd at the Grand North 5th Friday lunch last Friday, lots of good food at reasonable prices and plenty of great conversations. And Sir Lunchalot organised for me to get an extra piece of fish with my meal, so I didn't need much for dinner on Friday night. And the next 5th Friday lunch will be at another great venue on Friday the 31st of July. And the next general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday the 12th of June at the Modbury West Community Hall at 7:30pm, and we will be given an interesting talk on that night by John, VK5OJ, about his exploits. And don't forget, this afternoon at 3:30pm on VK5RHO 146.850MHz with a 0.6MHz offset and an access tone of 91.5Hz, it will be time for the latest amateur technical segment. And today it will be all about the development of electronic components. And don't forget to come up at the end of the talk on the callback. Well, that's all for now. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. I would like to clarify a couple of points in regard to our 2026 annual convention, which is now only a week away. Please note that entry to the Scout Hall is $5 per person and will be cash only, as we do not have FPOS facilities. Please note also that for those of you who might be hanging out for a coffee, the doors to the hall will open at 9 a.m, but access to the trading tables will not be until 9:30. The major raffle, for which tickets will be available at the convention for $5 each, will be the Kodan 9350 refurbished antenna comprising a fiberglass whip, the base unit, and a connection cable, all of which is accompanied with a guarantee from the fully qualified refurbisher. Whilst talking about our convention, I hope that you have already booked a table for the dinner, as it is now booked out. There is still room for you to whack an entry in for the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, however. Just send an email to Tim, VK5AV, via convention@surge.org.au. That's convention@surge.org.au. Have you entered the homebrew contest yet? Please select an amateur radio-related kit or project that you have designed or built yourself and bring it along. This comp always attracts some excellent examples of the art of home brewing, and some good prizes are on offer, so don't miss out. We have a good number of traders booked in, so there will be plenty of new gear for us to drool over, and perhaps even force a few moths to escape from the wallet. Hi, hi. We have an extra team entered for the Australian Fox Hunting Championships this year, which promises the need for some extra skills, as Greg, VK5ZGY, has been busy redesigning his very clever fox boxes to further challenge the entrants. We are now at full capacity, both for the dinner and with traders, and we could not fit any more into the Margaret Street Scout Hall if we wanted to. A very happy result. We hope to see you next weekend for one of the best social events of the Australian amateur radio calendar. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Surge.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group. At the time this broadcast is going to air, the group has continued to achieve a milestone great membership of 40 plus ham radio operators, which is fantastic that so many ham radio operators wanting to be involved in this new and exciting group, and advancing new technology throughout the hobby. VK5OG Nathan and other members of the group have been busy with updating mesh coil repeaters across Adelaide in the last week, replacing the mesh coil repeater out at Mount Jagged near Mount Compass, and also a new mesh coil repeater was installed on Saturday at Windvale. The executive members of the group are continuing on developing and creating an exciting informative web page for the group, which should be operational and online in the coming weeks. The South Australian Repeater Group is planning to commence a new radio net, and we're currently planning to host that net on the Adelaide Link repeater network, as the group's members are spread across Adelaide. The net should commence very shortly over the coming weeks and will be hosted by a group of operators within the group, which will bring new ideas, variety, etc. to the airwaves. We are currently assessing which evening would be most appropriate to host the net, but it's looking like it might be on a Wednesday evening commencing at 2100 hours local time. Stay tuned and keep those ears and eyes open for the official commencement announcements. Members, stay tuned for a group email with events happening very shortly, and don't forget, anyone who'd like to join, please see our Facebook page for joining instructions. You can also follow the South Australian Repeater Group on our Facebook page, which contains lots of exciting news, announcements and activities. On that note, folks, keep your eyes and ears open, and we're looking forward to you becoming members of the South Australian Repeater Group, and we'd also like to thank our sponsors for supporting us and the greater amateur radio community for their assistance in supporting the South Australian Repeater Group. This has been David, VK5LSB, on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group, saying 73 all and stay safe.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.